We heard from Suwannee River keeper John Quarterman yesterday about the proposed mining of titanium near the edge of the Okefenokee in Charlton County, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers receiving 60,000 comments about it. He made it very clear how he feels.
The bottom line is, it's the responsibility of the applicant to prove that their project will not harm the swamp or the waterways. And they have not done that. That ought to be case closed right there. The Corps ought to reject the application. The applicants have sent in two different applications. They still haven't answered a large number of questions, including ones that Suwannee Riverkeeper sent in. So if after all these months they still can't answer really simple questions, like, this sounds obscure, but it's really well known to miners. You've probably never heard of the term slimes, but every miner knows it. It's tiny little particles of clay and other materials that are dug up by the mining. The problem is they're so tiny there, they can get into your lungs if they get into the air. They can get into the gills of fish if they get into the water. Now, I hear that the percentage of slimes in the ground there where these miners want to mine is higher than in other mines, even on Trail Ridge, which means they're a bigger problem. So what is that percentage? What are the miners' plans to deal with that? I've seen no answers to those questions. I've seen no even attempt to address those questions. So that's just an example. Many more have to do with hydrology. How are they going to change the water flow above ground, underground? The miners claim, well, this can't possibly interfere with the Floridan aquifer. Well, to those of us who live in the Floridan aquifer, and you and I both, and probably all your listeners, that's our source of water. And we all know that sinkholes up and up all the time that go way down into the aquifer. Just because this thing would be on the edge of Trail Ridge does not change that. We have a couple of geologists on our science committee, and they're pretty clear on that subject. The miners have certainly not demonstrated that. There's also a professor at University of Georgia named Todd Rasmussen, who even 20 years ago published some evidence that the swamp interchanges its water with the Floridan aquifer. So if the miners manage to mess up the aquifer, even locally, that could affect the swamp. Or if the miners affect the flow from their area into the swamp, that could affect the swamp. And as Dr. Clark with Okefenokee Park up there near Wake Ross, Okefenokee Swamp Park, pointed out in a letter to the Corps back last fall, anything that affects the swamp affects the whole swamp. Water level change, for example, if the water level goes down, it makes it much harder for Okefenokee Swamp Park to operate boat tours. And the same for the refuge near Folkston, and the same for Stephen C. Foster Park over near Fargo. And anything that affects the composition of the water in the swamp affects the whole swamp. And any of that would affect both the Suwannee and the St. Mary's rivers. And also, given that the swamp and those rivers are partly in Florida, it isn't just a Georgia thing. It's a Georgia and Florida thing. And given that the Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge has the biggest economic benefit to both those states, and I think it's like number four nationwide, clearly, it's a matter for the whole country. We've met people from Canada boating down the Suwannee River from the swamp. So we've seen up close and personal people come from all over the world because of the unusual, perhaps unique, ecology of the Okefenokee Swamp and the two rivers, the St. Mary's and the Suwannee. So, okay, your actual question was, are all those comments enough? We don't know if all those comments are enough. So I would encourage all your listeners, contact your local, state, and national elected officials and ask them to ask the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to deny this permit. If they won't deny the permit, the Corps should at least require an environmental impact statement that should have third-party review of everything the miners sent. And that environmental impact statement should be thorough. It should take in the existing similar mines in North Florida. There's four of them and a fifth one being asked for. They should take into account the other titanium mine on the east side of Trail Ridge in Charlton County and the other one showing up northwest. take into account the phosphate mines in North Florida and other known effects of the Suwannee River from mining. Now, this could take 2 years. So be it. Thoroughness is required for something of this magnitude. Now, what the Corps really ought to do is just reject the permit, but if not, at least an environmental impact statement. Comments may not be enough to get them to do that, so please ask your elected officials to see if they can get the Corps to do that. And it's not just the Corps. For the miners to mine, they have to have water. They have applied to the Georgia Environmental Protection Division for a water withdrawal permit. If Georgia EPD does not approve that permit, there will be no mining. So please ask Georgia EPD not to approve that water withdrawal permit. Georgia EPD is part of the Georgia Department of Natural Resources. The Georgia DNR has monthly board meetings. Perhaps you would like to write to the Georgia DNR board and ask them to ask the Corps not to do this and ask DNR to get EPD just not to approve the water permit. This goes all the way up to the governor of Georgia. He should be helping with this as well. You know, he may live in Atlanta, but he takes a great interest in South Georgia, and the Okeechobee Swamp is a gem of South Georgia. It's far more important than profit for a few miners for a little paint. The city of St. Mary's, and I believe Camden County, has come out against it. State Senator Ligon has come out against it. Member of Congress Al Lawson from Florida's 5th District, which runs along just below the Georgia-Florida line, has written letters to the Corps against it. We need more of that. We need more elected officials writing to the Corps and saying in public, don't permit this mine. That's what we need.
Okay, well, thank you, John Quarterman, Suwannee River Keeper, for that information, and thank you for being with me today.
Thank you for calling.